Happy New Year, the real New Year. Happy New Moon Day. We don't have to guess. We don't have to hope. We don't have to wish. We can know through the knowledge that Yahuwah has given us from his word what time is what, so we're able to observe his appointed times. He appointed them. That means like he appointed them. He pointed to them and said, you are to keep time this way. So I got a very special message for y'all today on this Happy New Moon Day, which happens to be the first day of the real new month, of the real new year. That's what's going on. Now, we're going to prove that from scripture. We're not going to be sitting here hoping and wishing and just kind of chit-chatting about it. We're going to go into scripture. We're going to prove it. But as y'all coming in, y'all know what to do. Drop your name. Drop your city, your country, your city, your state. So drop your name, your city, name, your city, country, city, and state. Hit the like button. Hit the share button. Let's get the algorithm jumping. Y'all got that? So we want to hit your name, city, and country, or your city and state. And let everybody know that you love Yahuwah. That's a great thing to do, right? Represent Yahuwah. Let people know that you love Yahuwah. That's what I'm talking about. Good to see everybody coming in. That's good. It's good to see y'all coming in. I'm getting ready to get, y'all see me getting cranked up. I'm getting everything lined up over here. I got some stuff for y'all today. I got some stuff. And listen, the more you hear this, the more it starts to become just second nature to you. You start to really get what Yahuwah was talking about. All right? So big shout out to who is Joyful Noise? Put your name in there, Joyful Noise. We want to know y'all's name. Daniel, Libby, what's going on? Arizona's in the building. Jamie Galloway coming in. Where y'all coming in from? See, my wife is in the building. Happy New Moon Day. Happy New Year. Yeah. Sean's up in here. Michelle over from the Netherlands in here. Sweet Pea Patrice is in here. Asheville. Sophia. Macomb, Mississippi. Great to see you. I love this. Yeah. Lena Yahoo, love having you here. It's a Lena Yahoo. Good to see you. My sister Melanie Summers is in the building. One of our faithful. Luya, coming in from Melbourne, Florida. Calvin, good to see you. Yeah, Yamani, our incredible, faithful sister. Yahoo, a daughter. Who is that Yahoo, a daughter? Put your name in there. Ebony, Joe, coming in from Colorado. My family up there in Colorado. Cardin's in the building. Let's see y'all. Alisa, my sister's in here. Daniel Libby, my brother. Christina Montañez, good to see you, sis. Michelle, who else is in the building? Ron, Yahuwah Servant 7, I see you in here. We going in, y'all. Sherry Harrod, my beloved sister's in the building. Frankfort, Kentucky. Marquise, our brother from Fayetteville. Yes. Jamie Galloway, y'all know he's coming in from upstate South Carolina. Our incredible sister, Catherine Tillman, Beech Grove, Indiana. Look at all this. Donna Steele, Collinswood, New Jersey. Look at where y'all coming in from. James Harris is in the building. Enrico, Virginia. Duran Moore's in here. Tiffany Hinton. Sandra Becerra is in here. Yeah. Christina coming in from Rock Ledge, Florida. Amber House, our great sister from Pana, Illinois. Nevaeh coming in from Scottsdale. Bernita, good to see you, Bernita. I'm just warming it up. Y'all get the algorithm cranking. Everybody hit the like button. Hit like. Then hit the share button. That means you're being a disciple. You shall receive power once the set apart spirit has come upon you to be my witnesses. Y'all got to understand. Yahushua HaMashiach, when he walked on the earth, that was his name, was his name. It was Yahushua. There's no longer any Yahushua that's the Mashiach. It's Yahuwah Mashiach. He went ahead and paid the price. When he walked on the earth, before he went up, Mahashim, Acts 1, verse 8, you're going to receive power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Yahud, Judea, Shemaron, and throughout the entire world. That's what we're doing here. I'm gonna prove it even to another level today. I'm gonna help us go to another level. Shante, coming in from California. Come on, Nate, coming in with Marquise. I see y'all. I see you, Randall. What's going on, Carolyn Sanders? Come on, Erica. That's Erica, Joyful Noise. Erica, New Mexico. Do we got New Mexico on the map? Hold on. Let's check all of our countries and our states. We expanding, family. Over 50 countries where we had somebody say, I love Yahuwah. Yeah, New Mexico's on our board. I love that. Good to see you again. I love it. Tirza. Come on, y'all. Y'all ready? I'm going to go in. I believe. Kinga from the UK. Look, we're everywhere. Everybody wants to know. Words promote the truth. We're everywhere. We're all over the place. Sherry Gray Coker. It's Coker. Yeah, Sherry Gray Coker from Oklahoma. Hey, my son was born, Sherry, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah. Where you see Romania, Lena? I see my daddy. I see my daddy's in here. Hold on, Romania. I don't think we got Romania, and I got good friends in Romania. Where'd you see Romania, Lena? Romania, give us a shout out one more time. Give us a shout out. Do y'all see Romania? Who was that from Romania? That's going to be a new country for us. Hold on, Lena's got to tell me. Where's Romania coming in? Robert Pausick. That's our number one supporter, by the way, for TSNT.org. All the way from Budapest, Hungary. Speaking three languages minimum. He got at least three now. Hold on. Yeah, he got at least three now. He got Serbian down. He got Hungarian down. He got English down. How many more languages you speak, Robert? This is telling y'all, see, we got people in different places. Like our brother Robert Arensen. He's down in Portugal, but he's from the Netherlands, so he speaks Dutch as well. Come on. That's right. Look at all this love. Do we got confirmation? I saw my wife drop in Romania. I just want to get confirmation. What name did y'all see on here that said Romania? I didn't see. I want to catch it. We don't, because it's not on the list now. But if you give me confirmation of the name, and whoever's on here from Romania, put I love Yahuwah. So if you're here from Romania or any country, put I love Yahuwah. It's a testament. Come on. South Africa's in here. Irvin Jordan. Hey, Irvin gave a great, great testimony too. Irvin, we heard about the staff told me you gave a contribution and then a testimony. Diana? Yeah. Romania. Diana, daughter of the Most High. Lena just told me. Diana and Albert from Romania. Hey, Diana, she just put I love Yahuwah. Do y'all see that? Y'all show our sister and our brother. Hold on. She put Diana and Albert. Hey, we got a brother and sister in Romania now, new to the list, and I love Yahuwah. So we got to put Romania is going on the list. Now, let me tell y'all how important this is before I go in on this new year topic. I'm going to tell y'all how important this is. Let's see. That's the first R country we got. Yeah, that's our first R country. Romania is our first country with an R. Romania. All right, now let me give y'all a roll call. Y'all think I'm playing? This is verified. This ain't no guessing what I'm about to tell y'all. So all you new people coming in here, a lot of times when you're coming to Yahuwah, you're coming out of the darkness. Yahuwah says, come out of her, my people. What you see is the great restoration of Yahuwah happening throughout the entire world. That's what's happening right now. So what you're witnessing, you are in the middle of it. You are part of the great restoration. Your mama and daddy, they didn't get it. Neither did my mom and dad. And my dad is on here. He'll tell you he didn't get it. He saw some things wasn't right, but he didn't nail it down. My grandparents, they didn't get it. Your grandparents didn't get it. My great-grandparents and your great-grandparents, they did not get it. They missed Yahuwah. our great-great-grandparents and our great-great-great-great-great-great, go back a whole bunch of greats of all of our families, all of our lineage, all of our ancestors. We got to go back a long way before we catch somebody that catches us. Because more than likely, if you are on here, you are from the lost, one of the 12 lost tribes. Y'all understand that? If you are listening to me now, there's a high probability that you are from one of the lost tribes, the 12 tribes that came off of Yisra'el. Who's Yisra'el? He used to be called Yaakov. Jacob, his daddy, his father was Yitzhak. His father was Abraham. So we got who you know as Abraham. So Abraham gave birth to Yitzhak, who gave birth to Yaakov, and he wrestled with Yahuwah. Do we remember this? Diana says she's with her son Albert. Hallelujah, living over in England. Make sure you send the shout outs back to Romania, to relatives, because this is how we do it. What happened? Yisra'el, sign name Israel, his name got changed from Yaakov, Jacob, to Yisra'el, who we know as Israel. Okay? He had 12 sons. From those 12 sons, Yahuwah decided to make all the tribes of the nations grow from those 12. Those 12 went through great dispersions over time. Now, dispersions means separated, mean cast out, pushed out. Why did they get pushed out? Because of their disobedience. They were disobedient. So Yahuwah says, if you don't obey me, I'm going to let your enemies come against you. And so what's happened is the dispersion is taken, is gone out. What Yahuwah has called promote the truth to do, which I founded in the year of 2007, the month that they call the pagan month, May. For all of you to see that symbol right up here, where is it at? Right there, right here. You see that symbol over my head? Promote the truth. That started in May 2007. I've been here a long time, way longer than probably every one of y'all that's hearing my voice. Almost every one of y'all that's hearing my voice had no clue about Yahuwah when I found Yahuwah. How do I know this to be true? Because if you type Yahuwah's name in Google in May of 2007, zero results came up. Type it in there now. Thousands and thousands, page after page after page. Now, I'm going to be a little bold here. Trinidad and Tobago just stepped in. What's up, Sister Megan? I'm going to be bold here. And I'm going to tell y'all that I believe now that I have sat back and I have witnessed it, year after year. So the Promote the Truth website went up in August 2007. So the pagan month called August 2007. That was the first time the Promote the Truth went up. Hey, Sister Sue, good to see you. William coming in here. Tell him where you coming in from, William Pola. Tell him where you coming in from. Put them countries in here. I want people to see it. Right? So when I found it, I was like, surely there's got to be all kind of people that know about this, because this is the truth. See that name here on my necklace? I saw that name on this one site that was found in the Yahoo search engine. You couldn't find Yahoo's name anywhere back then other than the Yahoo search engine. Not anywhere other than the Yahoo search engine. I couldn't find it on Excite, on MSN, on AltaVista, on Google. I couldn't find it anywhere except Yahoo. Now, y'all think that's a coincidence? Yahuwah gets found on Yahoo? We do investigation. We go to, we reach out to Yahoo and say, why did y'all come up with the name Yahoo? They said, because it's the happiest word in the world. They told us that back in 2007. They said, because it's the happiest word in the world. Hallelujah. So what's happening is we keep asking all of you to post your name, your city, your country, your name, your city, and state. And keep in mind that states are like the size of a lot of countries. Daniel Bacote coming in with Kingdom Business. Thank you for that super. Daniel Bacote, Arizona in here. Blake Bernades coming in from Hawaii. Now I'm going to read, I'm going to do a roll call. Then I'm going to go into establishing and all of us making a decision. Today is let's come together and reason day. We're going to make a decision today as the Kahal. The Kahal. Do y'all know what the Kahal is? No, I didn't say the church. That's a pagan name. The Kahal is the called out ones, the body, the assembly of Yahuwah. So the Kahal is the highest level name for the body, for the assembly. Are you part of the Kahal? Are you one of the called out ones who, when you were called on, you chose it? Many are called, but that mistranslation says, but few are chosen. That is a nasty Greek mistranslation. Many are called, but few choose it. I chose it May 2007. Right when I saw this name, I called on this name as fast as I could understand how to pronounce it. It was the next day. I saw it one day. I researched. I studied. I understood that this is Yud, Hey, Ua, Hey in Hebrew, Yah-U-Ah, and that's it. I ain't look back. You see, I put my hand to the plow and I did not look back. Are you going to be part of the Kahal, the called out ones that puts their hand to the plow and you don't look back? Now, I'm going to tell you, many are called. So if you're hearing my voice, Yahuwah is calling you today. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of breakthroughs. Today is the new moon day of the first day of the first month of the first year. Come on, Randy, becoming a member of our YouTube channel. I appreciate you, brother. Randy just came in as a member. So I'm going to read y'all a roll call. So over the last 3 months, all you new people pay attention, because we've asked everybody that comes on here, put your name, your city and country, and your name, your city and state, and put that you love Yahuwah if you do. We've asked that over and over for the past 3 months since we started our campaign. We have what's called the TSNT.org campaign. You can check it out. I just put it on the screen. TSNT.org. From the time we started that campaign, we didn't know. We thought it would be concentrated in the USA, of course, right? That's where I was born at, out of. Now I live in South America, in Colombia, where my wife is from. We came here to support our family, had an emergency, and then we ended up staying here to support, right? It's worked out good. We're expanding Yahuwah's name more now. Now I see what he's doing. Hold on. It's about to get I'm about to go in. But I'm going to do a roll call, family. So these are the countries that have at least one person that we've documented that says, I love Yahuwah. Australia, Bahamas. And if I don't say your country, put it in. Australia, Bahamas, Bangladesh. Matter of fact, we're on the ground now in Bangladesh. I got another report for y'all, because we now got the brochure in Bengali through our brother Nirav. He's working as part of the Promote the True staff now. So, and this was just from the shout out, it's starting to expand. Barbados, Belfast, Belgium, Bermuda, Botswana. That's a new one, just came on. Botswana, Canada, Colombia, Curacao, Denmark, Dominica, England, Eswatini, Ethiopia, Fiji, France, Germany, Ghana, Grenada, Guyana, or Guyana, Hungary, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Italy, Jamaica, Japan. Oh, I got to put the screenshot up. I'm going to do that now. We were on with who is now, we've identified leadership in Japan. Kiari, our sister Kiari in Japan, Lena and I were on a Zoom live with her using our translator with our sister just on Friday. So it was like 9:30 our time, which was like about 11:30 a.m. We were 9:30 p.m. It was 11:30 a.m. the next day in Japan. We got exciting things going to happen in Japan. Kenya, Macedonia, Madagascar, Maurelika. Some of y'all ain't never heard these countries like me. I'm like, Maurelika, where is that at? That's an island of Bucos Grande in Socorro, Surigao del Norte, wherever that's at. We're going to go there one day, hopefully. Malawi. I didn't know that was a country. Malawi, Mexico, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Northern Ireland, Norway, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Portugal. Now, Romania today. That's a new one. Romania in the building. Scotland, Seychelles, Singapore, South Africa, St. Lucia, St. Martin, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Suriname, Tanzania, Thailand, the Netherlands, Trinidad and Tobago, Uganda, Wales, and Zambia. Hallelujah! And then in the USA, if I missed your country, put it in the chat right now. If I missed your country, from the USA, states that have said, and these are like countries that I love, Yahuwah, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, Washington State, Washington, D.C., Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Did I miss you? Put it in the chat if I missed you. What's that tell everybody here? What's that tell you? Yahuwah spreading out. What you see is Hazum, Revelation chapter 3. I'm going to read it. Y'all going to get me fired up already. Y'all going to do this to me this quick? The fire's coming this quick? Come on now. I'm going to Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. No, I'm sorry, verse 12. Verse 12. I still got to translate this, so I'm going to get the right translation. The person who overcomes, I shall make them a supporting post in the dwelling place of my Alua, and they shall by no means go out. And I shall write on them the name of my Alua and the name of the city of my Alua, the renewed Yerushalayim, which comes down out of heaven from my Alua, pay attention, with my renewed name. Prophecy is happening before our face. It's coming down now. Most people are waiting for it to come down. It's starting to come down, rain down now. Yahuwah said in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. And your young men and ladies and your children, we will prophesy. We will do miraculous signs and wonders. And what's happening now, He's having it happen of reestablishing his name. His name has always been, but we just proved our parents and grandparents and great, 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 great grandparents, they lost his name. They forgot his name. That's right, Robert Orenson down in Portugal, getting chills. They lost his name. We're part of the pouring out of the Spirit. where he is renewing his name. Verse 13. The person that has an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies, which are the kahal, the called out ones. And see, unless you are part of the called out ones who choose it, this is going to go over your head, this message today. That was Terza. That was Revelation 3:12. Hazun is the real name for the book of Revelation. Hazun chapter 3, verse 12. Now, when we say Happy New Year, Happy New Moon Day, what gives us the ability to say that? Well, let's go into scriptures. Why should we play around? And by the way, we got this translated from the true scriptures already. So what I want to do is I'm going to go over to Bereshit, which is Genesis. Y'all want to go with me? I'm going to Bereshit. And y'all get ready to have this loaded on the digital collection too, by the way. And I'm going to read chapter 1 when it says, verse 1, in the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Y'all don't know that part? Okay, I'm going to skip down to verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let these lights be for signs and for appointed times and for days and for years. Okay. Now he's going to describe what the lights are. Because some people could be saying, what lights was he talking about? No problem. Yahuwah won't leave us in the dark. Verse 15. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16. And Elohim made the two great lights. The greater light was called the sun. So now we know what these lights are. And he said, the sun is to rule the day. So the sun determines what a day is. And the lesser light was called the moon, to rule the night and the stars. So the moon determines what the night is, because it rules the night and it also rules the stars. Y'all got that? 17. And Elohim set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. Verse 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. Back to verse 14. And Elohim said, let there be lights, sun and the moon, also the stars, in the expanse of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Now, what's the purpose of the lights? He says, let the lights be for signs, for appointed times, for days and years. And then he went into a little further detail by saying, I want there to be a separation between the day and the night. Now, what appointed times was he talking about? Huh? Well, we know what appointed times he was talking about because we can go over to, you ready for this? Let's go to Uriqua. Let's go to Uriqua. Leviticus is Uriqua. Okay. So we're going to go over to Uriqua and we're going to go to chapter 23. I'm in the true scripture still. Yeah. Let me grab it. How y'all doing? Because I'm breaking this down. Y'all know when I do it, I break it down. We don't let any guessing happen. Let's make sure we got it. Because I've already got this translated. Uriqua 23. Found it. Okay. Now, Uriqua chapter 23. That's Leviticus 23. Get ready. I'm not seeing y'all on the screen right now, so I'm going to come back to y'all. I'm going to make sure y'all doing good. Are y'all on point? Right? Is everybody in here? Okay, Jamie says I'm following. I just want to make sure everybody's here because I'm going in and out of the screen. Here I go. So Nevia said, what exactly are we supposed to do on this day? I'm going to explain it. Y'all just stay with the lesson. Nobody's going to be left in the dark. No pun intended. All right. I'm going to explain what you're supposed to do on these days. All right. But first, I've got to see if you're going to come into agreement with the scriptures, the real word of Yahuwah. Okay. So the real word of Yahuwah says he made two great lights. All right. So now the two great lights, we know what they are, the sun and the moon. And he made them for appointed times. But then you got to ask yourself, what are there any definitions of appointed times in the scriptures? Yes, it's in Leviticus, which is the real name of Uriquois. So Uriquois. Let's go over to Uriquois or Uricara. I'm going to double check that one. So Uriquois 23. So Leviticus 23. Now in Leviticus 23, I'm reading this because I've already translated from the true scriptures. Chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, these are the appointed times of Yahuwah, which you are to proclaim as set apart gatherings. So now we know what the set apart. Now we know what these appointed times are. They're set apart to Yahuwah. So we got to make a decision. Everybody that's here, are you going to agree with Yahuwah or disagree? I agree with Yahuwah. He told me he made two great lights. He told me that one's called the sun, one's called the moon. He told me that these two great lights are to separate the night and the day. But he also told me that they will be used to determine what a day is and determine what a year is, what a month is, what time is. And then he told me that I got these things called appointed times. Then he describes to me and you what the appointed times are. So he has eight different appointed times. There's eight. There's seven that are festivals. There are eight that are appointed. So let's go look at the eight times that he appointed. He says in verse 3 of chapter 23 of Leviticus, Uriquois, 6 days work is done, but the seventh day is a Shabbat of rest, a set apart gathering. You do no work. It is a Shabbat to Yahuwah in all your dwellings, wherever you live. All right. So now he tells us one of my appointed times is the seventh day Sabbath. All right. All you got to do. That's right, Louie. Louie, you know I'm going in. You got to put your seatbelts on. So he tells me sun, moon, how to keep time. He tells me, watch, pay attention to the sun and the moon. And then he gives us in the scriptures how to do this. Okay. So then he says, I want you to use the sun and the moon as my appointed times. Now he's told us one, which is the Shabbat. Let's find out the other seven. I'm just going to go through them real nice. Okay. Then he says that the second one, pay attention. He goes in verse 4, these are the feast and also appointed times of Yahuwah. He reiterates, these are appointed times, but he calls these feast. These are set apart gatherings, which you are to proclaim at their appointed times. Now, what does it mean to proclaim? That's emphatic. Yahuwah is saying, you don't get to pick when you do this. This has to be proclaimed at their appointed times. Then guess what he has the nerve to say, family? You mean to tell me the creator of the world would have the audacity to actually tell us exactly when? Yes. You see, this has lied to you. This thing called the Holy Bible, this King James, this is a piece of trash. This is satanic. This was sent from the pit of hell to deceive you so that you wouldn't keep Yahuwah's appointed times. You see, in here, it teaches you to be lawless, to not be part of the Kahal. So we don't deal with this trash. We deal with the originals. We got the Tanakh. We got it. We got the original Hebrew. We got the Aramaic. We don't have to guess. We don't have to guess what a man or some woman or some university tells us. We got it. So we don't deal with the garbage. So listen to what I'm about to say to y'all on the appointed times. Because Yahuwah is speaking here and giving instructions. So he says, I'm going to go to verse 4 again. After he says the Shabbat, the Sabbath, is a set apart time. It's an appointed time. You got to decide, are you going to keep the Shabbat? Because it's been appointed and it's been proclaimed. Now watch this. These are the feasts and the appointed times of Yahuwah, set apart gatherings, which you are to proclaim at their appointed times. Verse 5 of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 5. In the first new moon, on the 14th day of the new moon, between the evenings, is the Pesach, the Passover, to Yahuwah. Family, how much more specific can we be? Verse 5 says, in the first new moon, on the 14th day of that new moon, between those evenings, so from the 14th day to the 15th day, between the evenings, is the Passover, Pesach, to Yahuwah. Okay, now I'm going to say something to you again. Happy New Moon Day. Welcome to the first day of the new year. Well, somebody could say, Jay, how can you have the nerve to say that today is the first day of the new year? Well, I'm going to let Yahuwah tell you why I'm telling you this. No sense of me telling you. When I got it in the scriptures, I'm going over here to the true scriptures. Can y'all handle this? Who can handle this? Who can handle it? Come on. I'm going over to the true scriptures, Shamut, which is they call pagan name Exodus. Shamut chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 clears up all the madness. So Exodus, which his real name is Shamut, chapter 12. You ready, sister? Melanie's in the building. She says she can handle it. So chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Nobody should have any more doubt in their mind for the rest of your life. I'm going to read it to you straight, correctly translated as well, but you can pick it up. Some of these things you can pick up in these pagan verses, but the problem is they give you just enough to make you think it's real. And then the rest of it becomes trash. That's trash. So now I'll go over to the real version. Shamut, Exodus 12, 1 and 2. Yahuwah told Moshe and Aaron, while they were in the land of Matsuri, who we know as Egypt, saying this to them, this new moon shall mark the beginning of months for you. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Whoa. Come on now. Yahuwah said that this new moon, the first new moon, right, is going to be the beginning of months for you, and it shall be the first month of the year. Back it up. What did he say? He created two great lights, the sun and the moon, and he created them first for signs. Well, what's the sign? Can we find that out in scripture too? Yes. I'm going to prove it in just a second. Signs, appointed times. So now he's telling us on the first new moon, on the 14th day of the new moon, between the evenings. So now all we got to do is identify the new moon. So we've identified it. So now we know that today is New Moon Day for the entire world. We know it. We don't have any doubt. We were able to use knowledge that has been increased to put the entire world of Yahuwah. Thank you, Brother William, for that super. Love you, man. We were able to put the entire world as one on the same calendar. Now, people say, now, why is that important? Because Yahushua, when he was here in Yahuhanan, John chapter 17, go read it slow. Go read chapter 17 of John very slow. He said, I pray, Father, that they be one as we are one. You got that? He prayed that we would be one, not separate, but one. So what do? We use our common sense and knowledge. We know there was 12 tribes coming off of Yisroel. We know this. We know that they went out and they began to spread out, and then they went through persecutions, and then they got dispersed. They pulled back together from time to time. They find themselves in the land of Yisroel, over there what we know as Yerushalem, right around where the Savior walked. They're trying to come back together, and they are trying to do their best to keep time on point. But it was kind of scattered here and there throughout the region because they've been pushed out. Fred Swizzy is in here. Yes. I love this. Brothers and sisters coming together. So they got dispersed out. So then what would happen is, go research this. People would be keeping new moons on different times, different Sabbaths, different Passovers, Pesachs, and the rest of the festivals, which I'm going to explain to you. People will be keeping them all these different times. So they pulled together, and this group called the Sanhedrin, they appointed someone to be able to know how to pay close attention to the moon. And then they would call out the new moon, and that would get spread throughout the regions, and then everybody would be on the same page. Simple. What happened? Yahushua comes. Yahushua comes, and then what does he say? I'm going to be impaled. They're going to kill me. Now, do not go anywhere. Stay close to Jerusalem. Stay close to the city, because in not too many days from now, not too many days from now, we gonna do this. Hold on. Lena, pay attention to that. Every now and then we get a troll come in. We gotta get them out. Did you already catch it? That's good. That's good. Got it. All right, so. Got it. All right, now cool. So we got to pay attention to, good job. So we got to pay attention to what happened. Yahushua's here. He comes, does his ministry. 3+ years. He's killed, hung on a tree, impaled. Resurrects, tells them, don't go nowhere. Stay with them about 40 days. He says, not too long from now, I'm going to send the Spirit, the promised Spirit of Yahuwah back. He's going to teach you all things about me. But you're going to go through great persecution. He'd already warned them that beforehand, before they even killed him. He said, no servant is greater than the master. So all these people, if you look at Mahashim Acts, let me grab it. I want y'all to listen to this real quick because I'm breaking this in deep detail, by the way. I'm breaking this into deep detail so you can go back and listen to the recording if need be. Y'all got that? So if you don't pick it all up here, go back and study to show yourself approved because I'm in deep today. I'm going hardcore meat. All right. So now I'm going to Mahashim, Acts. I'm going to go to Mahashim, Acts, chapter 2. And the day of the festival of Shavuot, that's another one, I'm going to tell you about these in a minute, had come. So they were observing one of the appointed times of Yahuwah, and you better believe they was on point with the new moon. The Sanhedrin, when Yahushua was walking the earth, Yahusha respected the calling out of the new moon from the Sanhedrin. Probably nobody's taught you that. Yahusha respected that. You want to know why? It kept everybody in one accord to his Shabbat. So you don't hear him having any issues with them and how they were keeping time based on the new moon. You see nothing of Yahusha having a problem with that. Now, pay attention. Pay attention. On the day of the festival of Shabbat had come, and they were all with one mind in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from the heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire and settled on each one of them, the emissaries, the apostles. And they were filled with the set apart spirit and began to speak in other languages. They say other tongues, but it was other languages, as the Spirit gave them permission to speak. Now in Jerusalem, there were dwelling Yahudim, sign named Jews, right? And these happened to be dedicated men from every nation under the heaven. Y'all hear this? What was every nation represented under the, it said, so that means from everyone from different parts of the world at that time were at that place. Did they all live there? No. What were they doing there? They were celebrating the festival. Some people call it Pentecost. It's Shabbat. They were celebrating one of the festivals, the fourth one, which I'm going to describe to you in a second. Or I'll mention to you. So from everywhere around the world, they came there, they traveled, they got up to Jerusalem. Okay? Now, when this sound came to be, the crowd came together and they were confused because everyone heard each of them, the emissaries, speaking in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying to each other, aren't these those that are from the Galilee, like Galileans? Thank you, Brother Rich, for that great, generous offering. Watch this. Verse 8. So how do we hear, each one of us, our own language from which we were born? How do we understand it? Now listen to this. The Parthians were there. The Medes, the Elamites, those dwelling in Aram, Naharim, the Yehuda, the Cappadocia, the Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Matrium, Libya, Cyrene, Ramaim, the Romans, both Yahudim and converts, so the both that believed and didn't believe, Cretans, Arabs were there, and we were hearing them speak in our own languages the great deeds of Elua. And they were all amazed, but they were puzzled, saying to each other, what does this mean? And others started mocking them and saying, well, they've been drunk. They've been drinking wine. They're drunk. But Kappa, which is Yahuwah's rock, that means the rock is Yahuwah. Are y'all with me? The rock is Yahuwah steps out of the room. So why is it that Kappa talked first? All the emissaries were there. We know at least 11 were there. Why did Kappa, did he come out and talk first? Because Yahusha said, what? On this rock, I'm going to build my kahal, my assembly. On this rock of Kappa. See, we underestimate Kappa a lot of times because he went through that challenge of denying the Messiah three times, but that was to make him strong. So when we go through persecution, it's not to take us down, it's to bring us up and make us strong. So the rock is Yahuwah walks out of that upper room, and he's the one that shouts out to all the people, standing up with the 11. He lifted up his voice and said to them, men and women of Yehuda, and all those dwelling in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen closely to what I have to say. He was speaking with authority. Randy's in the building. Thank you, Brother Randy, for that awesome gift. For these men are not drunk, as you might imagine, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet you all, Joel. Joel. Now, Kappa, who all the assembly of Yahuwah would be built on from here on out to this day, he immediately quotes you all. Joel, what's you all's name mean? Is it a witness? It means Yahuwah is all. He's the Almighty. He's the Allah. That's who the Allah is. That's what the prophet says. He went and quoted a prophet whose name means that Yahuwah is Almighty. Let's go. He said, but this is what the prophet you all quoted. Now he's quoting over in you all. If you go to chapter 2 of Joel, you're going to get word for word of these quotes. And it shall be in the last days, says Allah, that I shall pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall have visions, and your older men shall dream dreams. And also on my male servants and my female servants, I shall pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. That's us too. Put that in the chat. That's me too. Put that, personalize that. This is talking about me too. See, a lot of times we think it's talking about other people. We in the last days is still pouring out. There was a process though. We're in the last push. So this is talking about me too. I'm part of the female and the male servants that Yahuwah was talking about when he says, I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy, and I shall show wonders in the heavens. And above heavens above, and signs on the earth beneath, and there will be blood and fire and vapor of smoke. That's coming. That's coming. We ain't too far from that. Huh? We're not too far from that part. That's why we got to get ready. I know it because I've been seeing this since 2007. I'm one of these people that's prophesying to you. I'm telling you what I saw and what I knew would happen and what is coming to pass in my life. I didn't see, this is happening. Now watch. The sun shall be turned into darkness. That's coming. And the moon into blood. That's coming. Before the coming of the great and splendid day of Yahuwah. It actually, Kappa said Yahuwah. Then he says it again in the next verse. He quotes you all, chapter 2, verse 32. He quotes it word for word in Acts 2:21. Acts 2:21 is a direct quote of Joel 2:32. Y'all got that? He quotes Joel 2:32. In Acts 2:21, he says, and it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. Come on. Everyone who calls on the name of Yahuwah. Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Yahusha had been with them for 3+ years? They done seen him raise the dead. They done seen him give the blind their sight. They done seen the mute talk. They done seen the crippled get up and walk. They done seen all these miracles. What? There's 5,000 people get fed out of two loaves of bread and a fish. They done saw him walk on water. Can y'all listen? They done seen him do all this, and the rock, which he said, I'm going to build my kahal, my set apart ones, my called out ones, is going to be built on copper. Copper's the first one to talk, so there can be no ambiguity here. He says, all who call on the name of Yahuwah. Why didn't he say all who call on the name of Yahusha? Why didn't he say that? Why did copper not say, after he'd been with Yahusha for 3+ years, why didn't he say, all who call on the name of Yahusha shall be saved? If everybody's out there running around all Greeked up, thinking that salvation is in the, quote, son's name. Well, guess what? It is in the son's name. But what is the son's name before he came to earth? My question to everybody listening to my voice on the live and on the recording, and everybody keep sharing this out because we got a chance to make this the biggest day. Share it out, share it out, share it out. My question is, why did he not say all who call on the name of Yahusha? And my question is for all of them to go, well, the salvation is in the son's name. What was the son's name before he even came to this earth? Because when the son was arguing with the Pharisees, the Parashim, he was saying to them, he goes, you respect and you read about Masha, Moses, but Masha and the prophets that you're reading and writing about, they were talking about me. He said that when he was walking on the earth as Yahusha. He said it to him. These prophets were talking about me. Everybody hit the share button. Share this to at least one person, because we can do today what they did coming out of the upper room. We can get a lot of people saved today. We can get a lot of people at least on the right track to have a chance. Right now, most people are smoked. They're walking dead. It's just a matter of time before Yahuwah burns them up. But if you share this out 2 or 3 different places, people come in here and they can learn the truth. Because I don't know anybody teaching what I'm teaching right now. I'm scouring all over the place. I just am not seeing it. And what I'm teaching is straight scripture. It can't be refuted from scripture. Can't. Because copper came out after being with Yahusha for 3+ years, why did he not say, all who call on the name of Yahusha shall be saved? He did not say it. He said, all who call on the name of Yud, Hey, Uah, Hey. That's the four Hebrew letters. Yahuwah. And then, thank you, Brother Randy. Thank you, Brother Randy. What did Yahusha tell them? You will not see me again unless you hear it be said, Baruch Haba Basham Yahuwah. He didn't say Baruch Haba Basham Yahusha. Y'all got to get over. Y'all got to get over. Thank you, Sister Emily. Y'all got to get over being Greeked up. The Greeks got you hooked on Jesus. That's why some of you are like so hooked on the name Yahusha, when the name Yahusha was the stepping stone to allow him to be on the earth for a certain period of time without getting killed before he finished his mission. But he always was Yahuwah. He just took back his name. What is the name above all names? So if you read in the Greek trash and then you take the translations that have removed the pagan names and then they've restored the right prophet's name. Some of them are misspelled, but whatever, they got in the game. But guess what every single translation did? Guess what every single translation that has done their best to try to restore? They got Greek influenced to the max to this day. To this day. You cannot find a proper translation that calls Yahushua who he really is after he resurrected. The only one you're going to find as of now is at tsnt.org. We're the only ones I know. On the earth, other than the Aramaic and the Hebrew, think about it. Mark's putting a comment. So if Yahushua is Yahuwah, why would he? You are quoting from the Greek. I promise you, brother. You are quoting from Greek translations. So every time somebody goes, so why this, why that? You don't know the right translation. I promise you, you don't. I'm getting more and more confident by the day. The more I translate, the more we go look at all these other versions. I go, ah. There's no sense in anybody coming and doing a big old question mark as if this ain't right when they don't understand Aramaic or Hebrew. And they don't understand what it's like to be influenced by the Greek, by the Judaism, by Roman Catholicism. They don't understand it. So we have empathy, like our brother Shaul says. I understand why you would think that way. Y'all just gonna take a deep breath, go. Because see, as soon as you go, well, why would he be saying that? Then why did he say, anyone that has seen me has seen the Father? So how can you say, show us the Father? Then I ask people, do you believe Yahushua when he said that? Do you believe him? Think about that. Do you believe it? I'm gonna do it real quick before I finish the lesson. I'm gonna go to John, Yahuhanan, chapter 14. Now, Mark Genio, I'm gonna ask you the question. I'm gonna ask Mark the question. Mark, I want you to answer the question, brother. Because you're coming from a good place. So just watch this. I'm going to go to Yahuhanan, and I'm going to start in chapter 14, verse 4. Y'all ready? Deontay, I already know what's going on. All right. I'm going to start in verse 4, chapter 14, John 14, 4. And Yahushua says, and where I go now, where I go, you know. And where I go, you know. And the way you know it. Thomas, said to him, Master, we don't know where you are going. How are we able to know the way? I'm going to ask the question. Get ready, Mark. I'm going to ask my brother the question. Here we go. All right, Mark, get ready. Pay attention, though. Stay with me. Because Yahushua's talking. Yahushua said, because Thomas said, Master, we don't know where you're going. So how are we able to know the way? Yahushua said to him, I am. That's enough first two words. Most people, that goes over their head. Most people miss the first two words of Yahushua's response back to Thomas. Thomas, he says, I am. Where else did you hear I am? Haya. So in Hebrew, it would be Haya. I am. I am the way. Haya, the way. And I am the truth. And I am the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. Look at this. That's right. Mark got it. Mark, you with me? Told my brother. Mark's coming with it. Mark, Haya was said in what? Exodus, Shamu, chapter 3. Right? All we got to do is read chapter 3, 13 through 18. We nail it down. Watch this. Megan, I'm with you. He says, now Mark, stay with me, Mark. He says, Yahushua says, I am the way. First two words, Haya, I am. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, Mark, brother Mark, you ready? Verse 7, you got to deal with this. And I got to deal with this. And everybody here has got to deal with verse 7. Yahushua says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father too. From now on, you know him and have seen him. What are we going to do with that verse? Because Yahushua is literally saying, you know the Father because you with me. You have seen him because you've seen me. What is Yahushua saying, family? Guess what? That wasn't enough. Philip, he stands up. Philip. And Philip said to him, Master, okay, just show us the Father. Now, now you're going to get more specific than ever. Look at that. Born great says, obey that verse. That's a good reply, born great. Watch this. Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Verse 9, Yahushua responds, come on, Mark. See if you're going to believe this or not. Yahushua responds, said to him, haven't I been with you all this time and you don't know me, Philip? Wait a minute. Yahushua said to Philip, I've been with you all this time and you don't know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? So everybody out there, start with my brother Mark. We've got to decide, do we believe verse 9 or not? In any other scripture that contradicts verse 9, it's false translation. It's been manipulated from this trash. Y'all got that? See, the Greek, you got to get un-Greeked. You got to get un-Greeked. Most of you have no clue. It's unbelievable. It didn't say character. See, now you adding to the word, Mark. He didn't say you've seen a version. He was, in fact, matter of fact, he was chastising them. And this is what people do that don't want to accept Yahushua. And so what Yahushua, he knew there would be people that give a response like Mark. And we'll go, well, is it the character? No. He says specifically. See, now you're going outside the scripture when you go, well, is it the same? No, he said anybody that has seen me has seen the Father. He didn't say anybody that's seen me, you now know what the Father looks like. He's very specific. Now, let me tell you something. Where's my stuff at? Let me tell you something. You see, you're going to have to understand that type of writing. See, if you don't understand that type of writing, that's Aramaic, which that was written in, you're going to be blown up. You don't have a chance. You're going to get blown up. You're not going to know what to do with this. So go over to Yohanan chapter 8. Go to 24. So this is the challenge for Mark and everybody that has that deep question, because it's going to determine your salvation, fam. It's just going to determine it. And I'm saying this in love and empathy. I'm just telling you. And I got the real translation. I don't have to guess. Now I'm in Yahuhan in chapter 8, verse 24. So after you read where Yahushua says, thank you, brother Duran, in the building. Duran, I think that just made you platinum, by the way. I think brother Duran just went platinum right there. I'm almost positive of it. Everybody got to congratulate brother Duran. Now watch this. Stay on point, and we're going to come back to Duran. Everybody stay on point. Right? Stay on point. Yahushua just said, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And then he comes back and says, how can you say, show us the Father? See, that takes it to another level. Because they were like, okay, just show us the Father. He comes back and goes, how can you say, show us the me to show you the Father? You've been with me. Anybody seen me, seen the Father. So now we got to deal with this. John 8:24 is your big decision. John 8:24 is everybody's big decision, but you got to have it in the right translation. But you can peel it out of the false one. But I'm going to give you the right translation. You ready? Chapter 8:24. Yahushua's talking. Therefore, I said to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, that I am. Right there in the real scriptures, Aramaic, it says, Ana, Ana. That's the same as Ayah, Asher, Ayah. There it is. He says, you shall die in your sins unless you believe that Ayah, Asher, Ayah. That I am, that I am the great, the almighty Eloah. Now, in the fake translation, guess what they say? They say, you still should pick it up. Therefore, I said to you that you shall die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Okay, even if we take that translation. For if you do not believe that I am Ayah, he, who is he? Who is he? What was Yahushua saying there? Unless you believe that I am he. Now, if you got the correct translations, guess what? It says Ayah, Asher, Ayah. In the Aramaic, it says Ana, Ana. And that's why they killed him, Brother Mark, and all everybody else here. Stop playing games, family. They killed Yahushua for one reason. He claimed to be. He claimed to be what? The Most High. That's right, Mark. They jacked these translations to pieces. Constantine wanted you dead with him, with Satan. That's why they put it in Greek, that pagan language. This is why we're restoring. Go over to TSNT.org. Everybody go over to TSNT.org because we got people like Mark come in. They got the right heart. They want to know the truth. They're asking questions, and that's a great thing. But you got to be willing to be humble. You got to be humble. You dealing with set apart called ones that's been sent to tell you the truth. This ain't no different. Then Yeshayahu talking to you. Isaiah, this ain't no difference than Yirmiyahu talking to you. We were sent to tell you like they were sent to tell you. You got to decide, do you believe or not believe? That's right. Satan said he's going to jack up the scriptures. He's going to jack it up. So now that we've established that, that's right. Look what Mark just said. This is why I like to come together and read. He says, that's right. They killed him for blasphemy because he claimed because him being a man makes himself like Elohim. That's right. He literally claimed. Y'all got to understand, those Pharisees, they know the scriptures inside and out. Even Yahushua applauded it for. He goes, you do very well, for you know the scriptures. You follow Masha and the prophets. The problem you got, all of them were talking about me, is what he told them. And so when he was in front of them and they say, who is it that you say you are? He said, y'all listen to me. In the real translations, Yahushua said, Ayah, Asher, Ayah. He said the same thing that he said on the mountain with Masha in Exodus. He said the same exact words, Ayah, Asher, Ayah. And what happened after he said it? The priest ripped his clothes. And he says, we don't need any other witnesses. Because he claims to be the Most High himself. This is ridiculous. And they were so mad, they threw a bag over his face and they started punching him in the face with a bag over his head. Now, Rich got it. Yahushua literally means Yahuwah is salvation. So when Kappa came out of the upper room and he said, all who call on the name of Yahuwah. And Yahushua was here telling everybody who is salvation is in his name when he walked on earth. But you gotta decide, do you understand how to keep reading? Sister Carolyn became a member of our YouTube channel. Love you, sister. Proud of you. Becoming a member of our YouTube channel. That really provides a lot of great support for us to keep all this production going. Listen, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to wrap this up. I gave y'all extra, 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 extra. Yahuwah got it. Yahuwah daughters got it. Zechariah 12:10. They said they're going to look on me who they pierced. That's Yahuwah talking. We can go all over the place. But listen, unless a person has ears to hear, only the right people are going to understand that Yahusha is Yahuwah. That's it. Only the kahal, only the called out ones that accept it. Everybody else, this message is going to be just like it was for the Pharisees. They're going to scratch their ear. They're not going to, I can't accept that. All right. If you can't accept that Yahuwah can be whoever he wants to be, we send you away in love, but we keep rocking. So happy new moon day, happy new year, right? Now, I took you on the journey of who Yahusha is because he's the one that Yahuwah created everything through. It says, through him, all things were made. When you hear through him, all things were made, and then you hear, in the beginning, Eloah created the heavens and the earth. So when you hear that verse, in the beginning, Eloah created the heavens and the earth. And then you hear that over Yahuhani where it says, in the beginning was the word. And the word. Think about that. And the word was with Eloah, and the word was Eloah. Now you put it together that Yahusha is Yahuwah. He's always been. That's how they rock. I don't know why Yahuwah does it that way. I don't know. But I am not going to commit blasphemy and say that he's not who he says he is. So if you say Yahusha is not Yahuwah, you are in danger of fire. This is incredible. So Yahusha is Yahuwah is the one that said, I made the great lights and put them in the expanse. And I made them for appointed times. So when I go back and I start reading these appointed times, let me get it for you. Man, I've been rocking on here today, ain't I? I've been rocking on here today. Whoa. All right. Let me get it. Yeah, I got it right there. So I'm back in Eureka 23. So now we got that the first feast is the Pesach. It's the Passover. The second feast, he tells us in verse 6 of chapter 23 of Leviticus, Eureka. He tells us 23, verse 6, on the 15th day of this same new moon is the Feast of Matzah. So now he's telling us that the second appointed time happens on the 15th day of the first new moon. So we know what's coming up. We know in about 14 days we're going to have the Pesach. Because we're on the first new moon today. We know the day after that's going to be Matzah while we're still observing the Pesach until the sun sets on the 15th day. Right? Then he says, in verse 10, when you come into the land which I'm giving you, shall reap the harvest, then you shall bring the first fruits from your harvest to the priest. So now he's going to tell us the third one, which is the first fruits, right? Which is on that day after the Sabbath. So the day after the Sabbath, he tells us, from Leviticus 23, starting in verse 10, all the way down through verse 14. He said, this is a law forever. He gives us three of the first festivals. So he gives us the Pesach, the Passover. He gives us Matzah. What's Matzah? The Feast of Unleavened Bread. And then he gives us Bakurim, which is the Feast of First Fruits, the third. So he gives us three, then one day after the next. Then he gives us the fourth one, starting in verse 15. And you shall count for yourself seven complete Shabbats, starting the day after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. Then the day after the seventh Shabbat, you shall count 50 days, and you shall bring a new grain. So now we know how to go the day after that Shabbat, which is what? Feast of First Fruits. We know to go seven Shabbats from then. Then from that seventh Shabbat, we count 50 days. And then that puts us on the Feast of Shavuot, which is what they were celebrating when Kappa came out of the room. So now we got Shavuot, who they call Pentecost. Okay, we got these. But if you don't know the new moon, you're not going to know any of this. You're going to be disobedient without knowing it. And now that you're hearing it, you better come into obedience. Okay? So now he's explaining to how to do the first fruits, going all the way down to verse 20, right? All the way to 21. He goes all the way to 22 to 23. So he's doing the first three festivals. Yahuwah's laying them out from verse 4 of Leviticus 23, verse 4, all the way down to verse 22. Make your notes. Then he's going to give you the fifth of the seventh feast, starting in verse 23 of Leviticus, Yeruqua 23. He says, and Yahuwah spoke to Masha, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh new moon. How do we know how to count the seventh new moon? We know that today is the first new moon. So when we get to seven new moons, which we will tell you on our calendar, on our website. So once we get to the seventh new moon, on the first day of the new moon, you shall have a rest, a remembrance of Teruah, a set apart gathering. So we know on the seventh new moon, on the first day of that new moon, is the Feast of Trumpets, Teruah, right? And then on the 10th day of the seventh new moon is Yom Kippur. That's the Day of Atonement. He's appointed that time. So we know what he's telling us. He goes, this should be a set apart gathering for you. All right. Then he says, in verse 34 of chapter 23 of Yeruqua, speak to the children of Israel, saying, on the 15th day of the seventh new moon. So we know on the first day, the ninth, I could have read that, it started in the evening of the ninth day until the 10th day, we do Yom Kippur, which is Day of Atonement. Then we move over to the 15th day, so 5 days later from that 10th day, we now have the Feast of Sukkot, and that rounds out all seven appointed times of festivals, which is also called the Feast of Tabernacles, okay? So now you got it. And my wife just posted the calendar there. So if you go to that calendar, I'm going to put it over here too for us so we all got it. This is an extended session because this is deep. Y'all need to go back and watch this again, okay? Now I'm going to post the calendar as well. Team, let's get that in there. Okay? So real calendar of Yahuwah. All right? This is the real calendar. You ain't got to guess. We done a whole lot of research on this. So that's in the chat on our YouTube and our Facebook. You can see it. So we laid it out for you today. So y'all got that big decision. Yeah, Yahuwah's gold trim. Can women have and blow a shofar? Absolutely. Blow the shofar. Everybody blow it. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Kai. Hey, Lena, bring my shofar. That's funny you said, can you blow the shofar? All right, so y'all, I went deep on this teaching, yes or no? I went deep. But if you follow Yahuwah's ways and his times, and you understand it. Now, last point I want to make. Because people say, how do we identify? Now, remember I was teaching that when Yahushua was here, the Sanhedrin was calling out the new moon, making sure they were all on the same page. You got it, Sister Faustina? Yep. Okay. So he was making sure he was here and the Sanhedrin was calling out the new moon. Well, when they all came together, as I was teaching you earlier, then they started spreading the word. What happened? They got dispersed through the persecution. My son is about to, y'all see that? That's a shofar. That's a big one. Y'all see that ram's horn? That's a big ram's horn, right? This is a big one. This is a big ram's horn. See, you got that ram's horn? That's a shofar. Y'all got that? I thought that was cool y'all brought that up. My son brought that in. We keep that in our house. It's a long one, isn't it? So, Donna's going, wow. That's cool, huh? So think about this. They got dispersed. How's everybody going to stay on the same page if you got dispersed? Well, what's beautiful is in the end times, Yahuwah's gave us the ability to do it. So what happened when we promote the truth, when we found out the truth about Yahuwah and then understood, we found in 2007, 2008, we nailed down that the calendar was jacked up, right? So we got the calendar was jacked up and then we started studying. We go, no, it's based on the new moon. So then we started figuring out how to keep the new moon and there's all these different apps out there. Well, what was happening was we would be like, for example, at that time we was in the USA in Las Vegas, in Nevada at that time. I should say not at that time, but up until a certain time we were in Vegas. Okay. So we would find out that we would be keeping Sabbath on one day. Half part of the United States was keeping Sabbath on one day. Another half was keeping Sabbath on another day. And this was happening 2 months every year. Every year it was 2 months that was happening. 2 months. It's like, what is this? And so we would be saying Shabbat Shalom, and then somebody would be saying, well, I had my Shabbat yesterday. Well, I had it. And then we would find different people were keeping the festival. So all of a sudden, here comes the Passover, the Pesach, and some people keep it on this day, and other people keep it on that day. So he's like, Yahuwah, is that what you want? Is that what you want? Do we have the ability to keep everybody on the same page? Right there, close intact with the new moon. And we got technology. Yes. Look, Melanie will tell you because she's one of our sisters. We've experienced this together. Melanie Summers. She'd be saying, well, I got a Shabbat yesterday. Y'all had it. And we didn't. Yahuwah and Yahuhan in John 17. He says, I pray they be one. So what we were able to do is locate where does the sun come up? The first, based upon the date timelines in the world. So we identified Gisborne, New Zealand. This is deep. So we appreciate that, Brother Mark. Appreciate that. Got a lot of love for you for being here, walking through this process with us, Brother Mark. Appreciate you. So in Gisborne, New Zealand, we were able to identify, we can pick that spot And then with that spot, based on how that date timeline works around the world, we can keep everybody on the same Shabbats, same appointed times, based on the new moon when it rises first, the sun rises first after the darkest moon happens, when there's no light that next morning. So what happened in New Zealand, just, you know, several hours ago, over there in Gisborne, New Zealand, that's when that sun cracked and that created new moon day, and it's progressing all through the world and every single time zone in the world now. Everyone, we're on one accord. Just like the times of Yahusha. Because see, at the times of Yahusha, remember, they were together, right? And they had a network of the Sanhedrin would do the call out, and then it would network out throughout the different parts of the world. Now, we don't have that, but you got to promote the truth. You got the app. And we're having an app built. We almost had it done, and then the people ran off with it, daggone it. But we're rebuilding the app. How many of y'all want to promote the truth calendar app? So no matter where you're at in the world, just pull it up on your phone, bam, 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 you see it. We can do push notifications, do inspiration, all that good things. Y'all like that? So that's how we're able to keep everybody on the same page and promote the truth. We've identified the spot, Gisborne, New Zealand. We are so confident in that now. It took us many years to scrub that down. And now we can all be on the same Shabbat. We say Shabbat Shalom. The person in Gisborne, New Zealand, it was on today is the new moon for them. When we say Shabbat Shalom, yesterday, they had Shabbat. Today, they got new moon day. So do we. So do you. So does everybody that follows the Promote the Truth calendar. Thank you, Joe. It's a big brother. Got it lined up. Thank you, Sister Lisa. Thank you, Sylvia, became a member of the channel. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for the great support. This is just, I just wanted to come together today, and I wanted us to reason. So everything I've talked about, were we able to reason it out and go, okay, Jay, this is what makes sense. Yeah, all right, we're going to get that app, Sister Stephanie. We're going to get that app. We're going to get the calendar, but we need a support. Speed all this stuff up. So if y'all go to tsnt.org, you contribute any amount. It helps. Any amount. You don't have to. We're going to do it no matter what. It's just, do we want to speed all this stuff up? Then we got to have the support to get the resources to pull the people in to do it. So if y'all help, we'll be great stewards of that. We'll be great stewards. We always are. And we're proud of that. And so I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. This has been an extended but powerful message. Right. Happy new moon day. Happy new year. We're able to keep track of the year by the sun, by the way. So the sun is what anchors the year. And we got that nailed down over on our app. Y'all got that? We got it nailed down. We know how to watch it and track it over the course of time. We put a lot of time, effort, and energy into this. And we want y'all to know how much we love and we appreciate you. We know that everybody's having to come to a knowledge of the truth. We know everybody's been misled. We know it. And now we're so confident to say we can't find one scripture in the world that has not been Greek influenced. We can't find one that's been, especially, I should say, the New Testament. Not one in the world that has not been Greek influenced. And so we are reestablishing the truth. If you go to tsnt.org, you got to the 31st. We got about 20 days to get up to the highest package level member as possible. Then what happens? We close that out. So that campaign is done. All right. So this is the New Testament portion of the campaign. Then we focus on the Tanakh, Old Testament portion. But right now, all eyes are on, let's get this New Testament where all the garbage comes out from these things called the King James Amplified, all these other versions. Let's go smash that down. Let's get that out, make it available for the world to purchase. But if you go and support and get to at least the bronze package member, you'll be one of the first to get your hands on. And then all of you that had already achieved package level status by December 31st of 2023, you're noticing they're batching out every day, except Shabbats and like new moons, they won't do it. But if it's not a Shabbat or a new moon, every day they're doing batches of orders to keep everything smooth with the warehouses and our suppliers. And then they should have that all done sometime next week, the next week to 10 days, everybody that qualified. It's over 100 people, by the way. So that's great. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all be praying for your brother, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to get some lunch, and then I'm going back to translating. I'm deep into Corinthians right now, and it's crazy. Y'all saw yesterday when I blew it up. Blake Bernays, I see you becoming one of our members of our YouTube channel. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for becoming a member of YouTube. It supports our YouTube channel. Y'all see all the work we do here. But I'm gonna go translate like crazy today. So I should have 1 Corinthians done by the end of today. I should have it done. Y'all send me prayers, and then we move into 2 Corinthians. At the same time, we want to get our platform built up even more with Bereshit Genesis. For all of you that are members, you get free access to our incredible digital collection, where we release some of these entire books with power study aids to where you get these scriptures before anybody gets them. All right. Love y'all. And let's keep it going. Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon.